One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Where's my document? There it is. Okay. I have like five screens in front of me. What starts as a routine morning commute turns into a full-blown Twilight Zone moment when a black SUV vanishes off a Pennsylvania highway. And that's only the first in this ghost story.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. We'd love to hear your real ghost story. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. And Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
You mentioned the Twilight Zone in the intro there. Mm-hmm. Remember that show? I mean, do you remember the old black and white version?
I do. Did you ever watch the newer one that came out on CBS or whatever it was on demand like a year or two ago? Maybe it's five years ago.
I remember they brought it back like in the 80s for a little bit too. But yeah. I haven't seen the new stuff. I just remember like the old stuff was iconic. It wasn't the best, like visually sometimes.
Yeah.
But like the mind F of the whole thing. Yeah. Like the guy with, you know, the bombs come or whatever. And he's in the library. Now he's going to read everything. And then his glasses fall off. And now he can't read everything in the library.
Yeah.
And that's just the end of it. Like the mind fuck of the whole thing was incredible.
It was a great show. I do remember that. I loved the, that's one of those. I remember when it came back in the 80s. I mean, and I was a child then, and I remember it coming on like late at night. And when I heard that, it was like, okay, time to go to bed. I don't even want to see this. I was afraid of watching it.
You're kind of like the modern day Rod Serling,
though. Am I?
You really are. I think so. You've got that mentality.
Yeah. There's
They did another remake of it on CBS or Paramount Plus or whatever it's on. And it was on demand only. This, maybe it was longer than that. 3 to 5 years ago is what I'm going to guess. And it was good too. It was a totally different host. I forgot what his name was, but he was really good at it. And
it wasn't Michael Strahan or something like that.
And wasn't my, he was, it was, it was a black dude. It was, and he was good, but it wasn't Michael Strahan. Let me look what his name was. He was really, really good at it. Who's the new host of the, this is an autofill for me, Twilight Zone. Jordan Peele.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He
I can
was,
see that.
Yeah. He was very good at it. Did I still make the new, it was a 2019 is when it came out. So I'm even further off. This was 6 years ago, 10 episodes. That's all it was.
Damn.
But it was good. It's worth watching. There's another one out there. What is the, that's kind of Twilight Zone-ish where it's based on technology. You know what I'm talking about? It's like on Netflix or something where it's,
I'm not good with new stuff.
Black something.
I could go in so many different directions.
I know. I'll figure it out while this call plays. 855-853-4802 is the phone number. Let's go to this call. Let's hear your ghost story. Hi.
This is Joanna calling from Reading, Pennsylvania. I have a long commute from Reading to Philadelphia, and at the time I was commuting from Pottstown to Philadelphia down a stretch of road called 422. Very dangerous road. There's a lot of accidents. But when I leave in the morning, it's dark. Not that many people on the road. That morning, I was driving down 422, and there happens to be a major underpass of another highway going under 422. And I was approaching that intersection. It's a really bad on-ramp. You know, it's a very short ramp, and it's generally not very safe because people just fly up the ramp and they try and merge, and it's bad. I saw behind me there was an SUV, a black SUV. I didn't think anything of it, and I just saw the headlights in my rear view. I just happened to look back to my rear view mirror again, thinking, you know, maybe he's going to take an exit or something like that. I'm not sure why I looked back, but I just saw the car literally drive off the road like there was no exit there, and he just drove off where the underpass goes, almost as if they lost control of the car or something. And I just thought, oh my God, what did I just see? Like, I just saw something, like this guy just, you know, or girl just got into an accident and, you know, probably really bad. I didn't call 911 because I wasn't sure what I just saw. I just wasn't sure. And although I was pretty sure I saw them go off the road. I get to work and I text my now ex-husband, and I tell him what I saw, and he couldn't explain it. I mean, he does believe in ghosts because he's seen partial apparitions before, and he had no explanation for it, of course, but that was just something I totally forgot about. And I thought at the time when I saw it happen, I thought, oh my God, I'm crazy. Something like, I don't know what I just saw, but there's that one. Then I had another story. I just found out recently, I moved a year ago to a farm, 12-acre farm, and my home was built in the 1950s. Hasn't been updated or anything since then, but we bought it for, you know, the prospect of the land, and, you know, we'll fix up the house, whatever. It was a great opportunity, very affordable. We moved in last July. It was probably day number one or two when we're, you know, moving everything in. The door is open because we're moving things in and out. I was out back with my husband and a couple of our friends that were helping us move. And this woman just, you know, showed up in the backyard. And I thought, oh, okay, my husband must have left her in or something. You know, I guess he went around back into the house and I didn't notice and left her in. And she started asking us all these weird questions about how much we paid for the house, this, that, and the other thing. And she said that she informed us that she was our neighbor. It was hard to have a conversation with her. Like, she wasn't all there in the head, sort of. So I didn't really think much of it. And later on that day, I said, did you let her in, to my husband? And he was like, no, I thought you let her in. So we just didn't really think too much of it. And then recently, one of my husband's very good friends, he is a medium. He's actually helped police cases and things like that, documented cases in the Reading area, and helped solve murders and things like that. He doesn't really like to talk about it. He is at the point in his life now where he'd rather not tell people about it, and he doesn't offer anything. If he sees something, he doesn't tell anyone unless they ask, because people, you know, they don't really take it too well sometimes, especially if they don't believe in the paranormal. And interestingly, the other day, I don't know how this came up, but I asked him, or maybe my husband asked him, if he had seen anything in our house. And the reason that he asked that is because one night we were laying in bed, and we decided to put a fan in the hallway. I don't know, because the air was, we didn't really have the air on, but it was a little bit hot. And for whatever reason, that night, I kept feeling like there was somebody staring at me while I was sleeping. Like, I could not stay asleep, and I would wake up and just look right into the hallway. Like, somebody was there. And my husband, that night, his back was bothering him, and he went to lay down on the couch in the living room. He has a bad back. And he said he heard somebody whisper something in his ear that night, and apparently he heard, "You're gonna die." And so I asked Walt, "Did you ever hear anything in our, or see anything in our house?" And he shared then with me that there were three spirits there the day that we moved in. One was the spirit of the neighbors, the crazy neighbor's father, and he apparently said, "I'm here to apologize for her behavior," because I guess this was something that he had seen before or knew about, that she was like this. And then he said to Walt, "Don't let the local farmers lowball these guys on the land," because I guess what happens is all the local farmers kind of stick together, and, you know, we're trying to find a farmer that will cut the hay on our land, and, you know, they rent that land from us. And then the other woman spirit that was there said something about the coat closet in the living room, that it had to be reinforced because in the wintertime, all of the coats are too heavy and it doesn't hold, you know, all the coats, and complaining about how small all the closets were in the house, and that, you know, they always get jammed full. And I guess she just was complaining about the size of the closet. So I'm guessing that's somebody that used to live there. And then the third spirit he said was also female, was one of my relatives. And when I asked him about this, he said that it was a distant aunt or something like that. And her name started maybe with a C, like it was Candy or Candace or something. And I was like, no, I couldn't think of anybody that I was related to with that name. I did have an Aunt Anna. And so I said, could it be her? And he said, no, that it wasn't Aunt Anna. Aunt Anna said to him that I have seen her at my apartment, the apartment I lived in before I met my husband, but out of the corner of my eye, and then I didn't really see her, but I saw something, like I knew she was there. Anyway, I just wanted to share that story. I thought it was interesting, you know, having somebody be a medium telling me about spirits that were in my house. It didn't scare me or anything, and I've asked him, have you seen any since then? And he said no, so that was good enough for me. Wanted to thank you guys for doing what you do, and I'm still very happy with my commute into work listening to you, and it keeps me occupied. So take care. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Thoughts on all that?
So two basic thoughts. The first story about, you know, the on-ramp and the car behind her and all that kind of stuff. When she started telling that story, I was thinking about there's a ramp near 441, which is a bypass up in this area of the state. Mm-hmm. And it's got the same kind of ramp where it's just not safe. People come flying on. People can't get over. So I started feeling a little anxiety when she was saying that. But that story's weird.
Yeah.
But then even more so, if I had a friend or even a friend of a spouse who was a medium and didn't tell me that there were three spirits in my house till I asked, I'd be pissed off.
Yeah, like you knew this and you didn't say anything. Really?
Yeah, but it's so cool that what he said tied in so well with what they had experienced.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com as well. You want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of the stuff ad-free, check us out on Patreon, search Real Ghost Stories Online, or check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. For Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.